The title is The Three S's in Our Jordan River Journey. Remember that we are still making our journey. Remember that we are still at the verge of the Jordan. In the first sermon, we believed and we agreed that Memorial Presbyterian Church is on a determined journey, and that we have already taken off, and that we have already left Gilgal, a place of beginning, new beginning. We have already left Bethel, a place of vision. We already left Jericho, where we made this huge victory of getting a pastor. All the while from Gilgal, people may have thought that this church will close, but you didn't. You made this journey. You made up your mind to go all the way. Amid all the discouragement, amidst all the suggestions to close the church, you didn't. Even while churches that have pastors closed, you didn't. Why? Because you and us, we were all on a determined journey. And so you came to Jericho, and the victory was there that you were able to get a pastor full time. When everybody would have thought maybe you will have a quarter or a half, you know, just half hour pastor or something. But you were able to make it to this point. And so from that Jericho of victory, you kept marching. And the good thing is that the hiring of the pastor helped you all to partner with her to go. And so your pastor and you are stuck at the Jordan, at the verge of the Jordan. And this Jordan must be crossed. But this morning, we will talk about the three S's. I don't know how to say it. S into three S's, right? We have to consider these three S's in this journey as we are about to cross the Jordan River. Next Sunday will be the finale when we will suggest, and I want you to start thinking now what you will suggest to me, to the leaders of the church, and to the whole church, how we have to cross the Jordan. After we talk about these S's, next Sunday, I will do something that is not conventional. From the pulpit, I will ask you how you think we will, cross over the Jordan. And after you have suggested yours, I will also suggest mine, how we think we can cross over the Jordan. And let me believe that the leaders of the church will put it together and bring a plan on how to cross the Jordan River. The reason is that we have to cross it. Remember that in the last sermon, I told you why we must cross over the Jordan. If we don't cross over this Jordan River, we will not get to our destination. We have to get to our destination to be the 21st century church. We have to. That's the call. And so you will be part of the plan to cross over. Think about this, please. Pray about it. Come with your suggestions, and you're going to preach from wherever you sit next Sunday. The three S's. I love to garden a lot. When I was coming to Indiana, people were telling me it's cold. But deep in my heart, I just wanted to continue my gardening. And so when I was coming, I brought in some stems of vegetables that I liked. The first week of May, I planted some of them. Unfortunately for me, we had that little snow, and the whole thing died. I was like, oh my goodness, what do I do? And I told some of my relatives that came for the installation, can you please go to my house where I lived, because nobody has moved in yet, to please see if you can see some of those stems and bring them. And they did. So after the installation, June 6th, I had to plant again. Can you believe with me that I had a bumper harvest? Vegetables, habanero. In fact, I had to plant some. I asked Cindy Stanford where I could get some other things, and she gave me some suggestions, and I went, and I planted. I had so much that I started uprooting so that they would give space to the rest of the things. I enjoy it, and I still do. I'm still harvesting and enjoying the bountiful harvest. This morning, we read about the sower, we read about the seed, we read about the soil. These three remind us that as we are in the journey, that that as we are in the journey, we have to think about the sower. Do you know that if you are part of this journey, that you are the sower? You are the farmer. You are the gardener. If you have really made up your mind and you have been following us on this journey, you are the sower. Do you know that you have the seed to sow? We cannot cross the Jordan without God's word. But as we are crossing this Jordan, very soon we will. Do you know that you meet so many different grounds? Do you know that we meet so many soils that represent different kinds of people, different kinds of different kinds of orientation, different kinds of attitude? You see what my son is saying? My son is saying. So, while we are crossing the Jordan, I guarantee you that you will see people who are so hardened about this. What are they talking about crossing whatever Jordan? Where are they going? We are fine where we are. We are fine where we are. So, what are we planning to even do? Are we changing Presbyterian Church? Are we trying to do things that we are not independent churches. We are not Pentecostals. There are people, we will meet such people. We will meet people, the hearts that will not agree with anything. We will meet discouragers, gossips, people that will spend their time saying, yeah, they said this. I don't even know why they're saying. That doesn't make sense. Sure, we will meet people who are simply negative about everything,
who will not partner. Not only that they will not partner to cross over the Jordan, they will discourage other people that are crossing the Jordan. It's normal. That's all I am trying to say this morning, that while we are crossing over the Jordan, because I believe very strongly, remember the last summer, I came out and I said that Elijah was the leader in this expedition, that I am the leader in this, that God has called me to lead this church over the Jordan, beyond the Jordan. That's where our destination is. And I said, I am out to do this. And I remember that I said, if there are no followers, there is no leadership. And I remember that I defined leadership. And I said, leadership is the ability to influence people towards a determined goal. And so, I am expecting that while we are following, why all of us are teaming together to do this, that we will not find seeds that fall on the hard ground. We will not find seeds that fall on the thorny ground. All that we are expecting will be seeds that fall on the good ground. It makes the crossing easier, more joyful, more exciting. The question this morning is, where do you find yourself? First question, are you part of this? Are you part of us? Or are you the one spoiling what we are doing? Are you the one just standing and watching to see if they will fail? But let me tell you this. If you are standing at the corner to see how we can fail, guaranteed we will not fail. You know why? The Lord is with us. You know why again? We are doing God's will to bring intergenerational group into this church. It's according to God's word. And so my advice is this. Join in this expedition. Another advice, do not be the discourager. Do not be the gossip that we have, the little foxes that spoil the vine. If you are not praying, please start praying about this. Because we have to cross over. The neighbors should know that we exist. The neighbors should be able to come in and hear the word of God. Your neighbors that don't go to church. Your neighbors that don't even read the Bible. Your neighbors that do not know Jesus Christ. They should know Jesus Christ. And so it's according to God's will, because the Bible says, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And St. Paul said, I plant, Apollos waters, God gives the increase. Could you please join us? I am begging you. Join. Be joyful about it. This is God's work. And at the end of the day, you will be joyful that you helped generations to come. I mean, we won't die off and close this door. Whatever it takes to leave it open, I am for it. My question Are you for it? For real? If you are, please pray about it. Please study the word to see how we are able to do it. Please communicate. You know what I'm expecting? For people to say, hey, Gladys, can I have an appointment with you? And then you come in and say, can we try this? Have you ever tried this in your ministry? Can we try this? Can we do this? I saw these people do this. What if we do it? That's what I expect from you. And I am trusting that it will happen, and it will happen very soon. Amen.